always great to have this young guy next to me on our airwaves. We had a chance to talk to him a couple of years now, and that's the one and only Coach Mike Rasmussen with the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame. And first of all, state track, you're one of the head umpires again for this event, aren't you, for four days?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting opportunity. You get to work with some really cool people, and of course you get to be down on the track, which is, for an old track coach, that's always the best opportunity. Yep.
You wouldn't miss this for the world, would you?
We were just talking today. I go back to the very first state track meet I attended was in 1967, wow. And I've been here ever since.
There's been some things change over from the one decade to the next, hasn't it?
Yeah. Number one, the kids are a whole lot better. there are some phenomenal athletes, and it's really fun to come down here. I go over to the Drake Relays, and that was a couple weeks ago, and it's always fun to take a look at how our kids match up with the Iowa kids. They have a great opportunity over there at the Drake Relays, but nonetheless, it is neat to be able to compare between the two states.
If there's a track and field meet in town or around, you're going to try to get to it, aren't you?
I'm into where I'm either a referee or a starter, and I do, with John Farron, we do all the meets in Lincoln, and then I do some traveling, not very much, but yeah, I get the opportunity to get out and work with coaches and with the kids.
I'll ask you this question. I asked Nate when I talked to him yesterday morning about this. Lincoln, of course, there was a word last week, Husker AD Troy Dannon was asked, hey, would Lincoln, like with their new facility, sometime be a part of the state track and field meet? And he said, heck yeah. What's your kind of thoughts on that?
Yeah, I went to the Big Ten meet the last 3 days. It's a great facility, and, you know, we always want our kids to have the best opportunities. I'm a traditionalist, and, you know, we've been coming to Burke. The first year was in 1972, and we've been here ever since. It's kind of like that's what you work for all year, is the road to Omaha. And I don't know if we're quite ready to make that change. You get in a habit of how you do things when you come down here. And I'm not quite sure that we would have some of those opportunities if we moved it to Lincoln. I'm not sure. They say they can see 4,000. We're going to see, especially tomorrow and Saturday when the smaller schools come, man, they fill this place. So, yeah, if it comes about, it comes about. But we'll have to wait and see.
You bet. For the time being, it's sticking right here at Burke High School, where it's been forever and a day. And I know the city of Omaha would be sad as can be if they lost this thing.
Yeah, they've done a great job, and OPS has put some money back into this. And you and I are sitting in one of the things that's finally come about, and that was the press box. But the track is in great shape. They did do an update on it. It needed it desperately, and you can't beat this place. It's a great opportunity for our kids to come down here. And I know. I remember one year we brought the kids down here. We brought them over here before the meet, and I remember standing up over on the hill on the east side, and one kid standing next to me looks at me and goes, is this track the same size as our track in McCook? I go, yeah, it certainly is. So, but it is fun to bring the kids down here.
I know the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame means a lot to you. You're one of the directors over there. How are things going once again with folks coming in and checking things out?
Yeah, you know, this is kind of my swan song. I'm going to retire the end of May. I was there when we started the Hall of Fame. It's been 13 and a half years. And right now, we like to say that we are the best high school sports Hall of Fame in the United States. And we've had other states come in, and they just shake their head, and they go, we don't know how you guys do this. So it is a great place. A couple weeks ago, we really had a neat opportunity. We had an open house, and we sent out to inductees within a 50-mile radius of Lincoln to come in, and it was on a Sunday afternoon, and we did interviews with them, which we hope to be able to put on our one of our kiosks. And it was an opportunity for a lot of those people to be into the Hall of Fame. But it was really fun. We had a great response to that, and it was really neat to be able to visit with those people.
I tell you, this year's induction class, boy, got a lot of big names and a lot of different sports. And I kind of really get into the anniversary teams, the dynasties. Of course, Cambridge football, 1992 to 2004 is your dynasty team. And Coach Dan Kiesner, what that group did over the years, that's 13 years. They were in, what, 8 state championships. They won 6 of them. That was a heck of a run, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, and that's always – that was one of the things when I was hired. I said, I don't want to be a part of any of this when you go to choose stuff. I have nothing to worry about. But that is an enormous chore when they start picking those people. We currently have about 800 names in our files, and of those, 600 of them are what you would call active. So the whole process of choosing a class and the teams and so on, that is a huge undertaking, and I really appreciate our people that do that.
Yep, that's going to be pretty cool for Cambridge. I did a couple of interviews with a couple of her guys. I haven't talked to Coach Kiesner yet, but I can just imagine when you have the ceremony here in the fall, I do believe you're going to have a lot of people in for that. As well, Seward, you know, I did a little interview with Coach Welch and formerly McCook, and then after, you know, went to Seward and won himself a state championship, their football and track team is going to be honored.
Boy, I remember those kids at Seward that year, especially that track team. That was phenomenal what they did. I mean, they totally dominated this meet. But it is fun when we have the teams come in, and especially some of the smaller schools, it's a big deal for them. It's really neat for them. They get together on the night before, and they all come and sit together, and they get up on the stage together, and there's a few stories that are told. But the induction ceremony is a great event, and we're always really lucky with the people that we have that they're able to come and they share a little bit with us.
A lot of people associated with the Hall of Fame, besides yourself, I mean, they got a board, everything, people behind the scenes that really work hard to make this thing a big event for the actual place to go visit, and, of course, the Hall of Fame inductions, again, during the summertime.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. The people on our board, we have some awesome individuals. And that's one of the really cool things for me is to be able to work with some of these people that I've always read about and I had never had a chance to meet. But, yeah, we have a great number of people that put in a lot of hours in terms of the induction ceremony itself and running the hall and putting on the ceremony. You know, you got to have a lot of Indians in order to do that. It's not all about the Chiefs. You got to have a lot of people that are willing to put in some time and help us out.
Always encourage folks, hit the website. You're on social media. If you're in the Lincoln area, you got some time to come on by and take a visit, take a look at what you have over there.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed. We were part of the Passport program this last summer. I wish I had a dollar for every time somebody said it. I had no idea this was here. And they just walk out of there. This is a truly amazing place. So it's worth your time to stop and visit. Of course, there are some McCookites. We have Cambridge people in there. So it's something that I think you would truly enjoy.
As always here at State Track, Coach Rass is one of many McCookites. Nate, we talked to Rich Broderson. Rich, you hear his voice for 4 days and all the other workers. I know Kenny Duggar's down there working the triple jump. The Hainer boys work the vault. Roger Hammond, former McCook coach, is one of your starters. You got a lot of McCook guys that are involved with the State Track and Field meet.
Right. It's kind of funny. We had umpires meeting the other night, and it was Nate and I started reminiscing about Bison Track, and the other people were looking at us, and we both said, you know, that it was a certain culture. Mm-hmm. We had great coaches, great kids, and it was really important to us in the community. So we had a lot of pride in what we were able to do during the time that we were involved with Bison Track.
Yeah, Coach Gum's up to running the shop put. I mean, you coach with him for years and years and years, and those guys just love this sport, don't they?
Yeah. There were a few Gumby stories. But, yeah, it's really fun. It was important to us, and, you know, it was a credit to Coach Lortz and Coach Bonneau and Coach Mulrain and Coach Haney. It was always really fun. We had a great coaching staff, and we really enjoyed what we did.
Always good talking to you, sir. Thank you very much. And you said this is it, huh? So we're still going to see you back at the state track and field meet, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be here. Can't get rid of me that way. But I appreciate it. It's always good to talk to you. And hello to all our friends out there in McCook and the surrounding area.